What is up, Anime Boy listeners? I'm your host, Jake, back with a new episode of Anime Boy. Now, and today we have another special episode coming back for a second time. We have Tom and a new special guest, Nehemiah. Say hi, guys.
What's up?
All right, for this episode, we decided to take a look at the brand new Crunchyroll anime, Tower of God. We all just watched it, and we're kind of going to just discuss and just have a good old conversation about it, and for your guys' pleasure. So yeah, you guys watched it. What do you guys think of it? What are your first thoughts? Tom, do you want to go first?
Sure. I think I'm going to go with the 3-episode rule. So like the first episode, it got me interested that I'll watch a couple more, but like, it's not super fantastic. It's got like a weird animation style, and I need more background on the world to understand it, because like, I don't know like what time it is, if it's like modern day or ancient. I did see a dude shooting a sniper, and there's a girl wearing modern clothes, so it's like, it's weird time setting for me, and I just don't understand like the whole world they're in, and that I need kind of background for that.
Right. Nehemiah, what did you think about the first episode?
It's all right. I mean, I'll watch a couple more because I heard it gets better. Like I read the comic before, like a while back. So I know it gets pretty good, but so far it's the first episode wasn't too impressive.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys, but Tom made a good point. Now, I've started a lot of animes where the first episode isn't that strong, and it's not it, but you can never base an anime on the first episode because it always can get better. And I maybe it could have potential, maybe it can't, but yeah, I'm excited to see him. I'll probably stick it through. It could be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the animation style is a little bit odd because I didn't get like, it seemed like they put all of their effort into the characters and no background, like backdrops or anything. They're like very minimal. And I don't know if I like the character styles or not, because it seems like it's deliberate how they're outlining and stuff looks like it's rough. But I don't know, it just doesn't, it's not very appealing for me. But the music is freaking great. I love the music.
Yeah, I agree with that. The music's good. Personally, I don't mind the character styles. I think it's kind of fun and keeps it light, and I don't know, I'm excited for a good like battle scene to kind of see what they can do with it, given the animation that I went with.
For sure.
What are your thoughts on the character styles, Nehemiah?
I took a look at the comic just to go back to it, and like, I guess the animation style is kind of staying true to how it looks in the comic, because at first it's like the drawing in the comic isn't flattering at all. I've heard the artist, his like character design kind of evolves as time goes on, so hopefully maybe it'll evolve as the series goes on, who knows. But it's pretty spot on to the comic though.
That's cool how you've already kind of looked at the comic and you have like this insider information. Let's see, I don't know, is there anything coming up that we should be excited for knowing about the comic? Without giving away too much.
Nah, I used to read it like way back, like probably like 5-6 years ago. So I just brushed up on the first two chapters, pretty much what the first like two episodes pretty much covers. And that's it. But I know it's like very popular on the app. Like I think it's like top of like the fantasy list. So I'm pretty sure it's gonna get pretty good.
No, I can't. So, I didn't realize this was something that's already been established as a manga. I thought this was like something brand new. So that's very interesting. How this is already been around for so long.
Yeah, it's based off of if you download the app Webtoons, it's like, I think it's still published like weekly, like every Sunday. So there's like a bunch of comics on there from like all over the place. I think this guy, I think he's like Korean, the artist for this one, he's pretty good. There's another one that's going to get an anime adaptation soon that I'm excited for. That's God of High School. That's really good. I'd say if you have time, like, go ahead and read that. It's really good. That's just like your typical kind of like tournament action anime, or I guess comic. But when it gets animated, the fights are like literally out of this world.
Well, that actually sounds very interesting. I look forward to that. Thinking. I don't know. What are your guys' predictions for this anime? While it's still new and fresh, doesn't hurt to throw in some predictions.
I think that, okay, so they said the girl that the guy Bam is in love with, that he's trying to find, that she's gonna have like spent time apart from him. So I think that he's gonna have to win her over again, and that she doesn't actually love him or something. And he's gonna have to work for it.
I'll go
Yeah,
next.
I think the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know, I've heard nothing about the show. Nehemiah's heard a bit and stuff, and he's read the manga, but I think obviously he's gonna get a lot stronger. He's probably gonna master the power of the Black March sword or something. He'll probably make it to the top, and yeah, I think what happens next is gonna be interesting. I like your guys' prediction where the girl might be a little bit different, and he has to kind of win her over again.
One thing I did notice is when he got to the training area level,
Right.
there was another girl with like a grass sword that had the same
The same
symbol as his sword. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed
Yeah.
that too. That I'm excited to see what that kind of turns into. I'm guessing maybe it's like a series of legendary weapons or something. That could be it. I don't know.
Probably. Also, the guy with the blue hair, I don't know if he's going to be an antagonist or just like a bitchy friend. I don't know. He's going to be a wild card for a few episodes, I think.
I think he's gonna kind of just be like a crude person who just shows him the rope and maybe gives him some pointers on how to fight. I don't see him necessarily being a bad guy. I see him being an ally.
I don't see him being like a nice guy to show him the ropes. I think the guy is going to be a jerk.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Kind of wrapping up this episode, would you guys recommend this anime to another anime listener or viewer, or just kind of wait until it's finished, or I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think it's a wait till finished because I can't really say that I would recommend it right now because I haven't watched that much of it. But there's only two episodes right now,
Yeah.
so I need to watch a couple more before I would recommend it. But
Yeah.
as it stands, I wouldn't. It's not like a super compelling anime.
Nehemiah?
I'd say I wouldn't say wait till it's finished. I'd say probably wait for like another, like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 episodes or so. I know the hype behind the series is really big, so and like a lot of people were really looking forward to it when it got announced. So I'm pretty sure it should live up to the hype. We'll see. But I'd say wait so you have like a good amount of kind of content to just kind of go through. So yeah, about 5 or 10 episodes, I'd say.
Hey, yeah, personally, I'm excited for it. I mean, I can see it has potential. It's got a lot of hype, and this is the first time I've ever started watching an episode or an anime. When the first episode came out and kind of starting it every week, weekly. So I'm excited to kind of do that. I've never done that before. So I don't know. It could live up to the hype. It could not. I think just look for yourself and see if it kind of meets your style of interest. I don't know. I think that's going to be it for this episode of Anime Boys. I'd like to give another special thanks to Nehemiah and Tom for coming out and talking with me. Do you guys have any parting words?
Thanks for
Nope.
inviting me on, man.
All right, sweet. That'll be it then, guys. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you all next episode. Peace.